USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
About 200 civilians, including 20 children, remain at the steel plant in Mariupol. That's what a Ukrainian official tells the Washington Post. The plant is where Ukrainian soldiers continue to resist Russian force. Civilians started to evacuate the plant over the weekend. This is what one woman told NBC News.
There were 40 of us, this woman says. We boiled two buckets of soup, and that was our meal for the whole day.
Some civilians left for Ukrainian-controlled territory. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Italian television not only repeated the false premise for his country invading Ukraine, he also suggested Hitler was Jewish. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer among the many who condemned the remarks.
They tap into the very old and very poisonous notion that the Jewish people themselves were the architects of the worst human atrocities of modern history. Mr. Foreign Minister, you're fooling no one.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.